Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Merry Christmas. WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Well, a geothermal system can pay for itself in just 10 to 15 years through savings on your utility bills. And, of course, the environmental benefits go beyond efficiency. Using electricity powered by solar to power heat pumps is far cleaner than burning fossil fuels at home. And that's really the truth. But you might be wondering, can I fit a geothermal system on my property? Well, the answer is yes. There are four types of geothermal. The best layout for a geothermal system's piping depends on the size of the property and its proximity to a body of water. First, there's the vertical closed loop. Vertical wells require the least amount of land, though they still take up some space. Since the boreholes must be 20 feet apart and result in the least disruption of your landscape. Next is the horizontal closed loop. On large lots, especially with new construction, horizontal piping is more cost efficient since no drilling is required. Instead, a backhoe digs trenches from 4 to 10 feet deep, and pipes are laid 2 feet apart or coiled, which allows for a shorter trench. Next, we have the pond-lake closed loop. Now, if there is a body of water or sufficient size adjacent to your house and available for use, it may also be possible to lay a closed loop of piping on its bottom at least 8 feet down to use the pond or lake as a source and discharge spot for the heat. And lastly, the open loop. This type of system may use an irrigation well to supply water for the heat pump. The water is drawn in, circulates through the heat pump, and then is released back outside. This requires a reliable supply of clean water and is subject to local codes about groundwater discharge. Yep, starting to start thinking about embracing the idea of geothermal because it's going to be far better than heating your house with electricity. Hey, if you missed any of this or if you want to hear it one more time, well, simply go to the Odyssey app. It'll be there for you. And yes, I will be here for you at 10 a.m. with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 34 years on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.